What do we have here? A surprise, a very unexpected surprise, but aren't all surprises unexpected by their very nature? And oh, I do believe you have thrown me, distracted me, just caused me to fray at the edges. Who would have thought it would be so simple? Of course, how could I not be distracted when met with such a sight? Look at you, look at you, so eager, so delicious, so needy, so honest, of course, so honest. You're in your head. You're in a dream, of course you're honest. No need for pretense here. No need to lie to yourself. No need to pretend. Oh no, just a different kind of need, a different kind of want. And I see you. Oh, what to do with this knowledge? What to do with you? My hero, my darling hero, oh, what a hero. You know, many have tried to defeat me, to banish me, to slay me, and none have succeeded. But you, you're not like the others. You're more than just a hero. Look at you, just look at you. And I am looking. And I'm seeing everything. I'm seeing what you sought to conceal. And oh, you were wise to hide it. Because I'm going to use this against you. I'm going to hold myself against you. I'm going to move against you. Feel your body against mine. The heat of your skin. The warmth of your breath as you deny. Because you will deny. You'll deny. Until the very moment our lips meet. This is such a relief. And I say that with a disturbing kind of honesty. I mean, I don't have to be honest here. I've crept into your head. I've slithered my way into your dreams, and oh. And oh, I have no need of being honest. I could be tricky. I could twist you up in knots. I could plant a seed of a seed of doom, of damage, but I won't. I couldn't. It's not conflict that brings me here. It's not the threat of you succeeding where others failed. Oh no, it's something much worse. It is you. I can't stop thinking about you, and I don't like it. I am a slave to no one. I kneel to no one. I reign. But you, there is just something about you that just has me bewitched. And I appreciate the irony of that. I do. I really, really do.
do.
Everything is hazy in a dream. Everything is indistinct and... sensation is the same. It's a bad idea. It's just so bad, and I am bad. I'm wicked. I'm evil. And you're a hero. Only I'm inside your head. I'm inside your dream, and I'm seeing everything. I'm seeing you. Seeing you and me together, embracing, entwined, I see what you want. I want it too. I want you. Which is a problem because you won't be honest. And you won't give in. You won't go down without a fight. And while I could make you, I could subdue you. I could just turn you to my wants, to my whims. But I don't want a puppet. I want you, and all the things that I have seen just make me want you more. I can feel your pleasure, hazy and indistinct. Oh, this place reeks of it, reeks of practiced pleasure. This is no fleeting dream. This is more. How many times have you dreamt this dream? How many times have you dreamt of me? I would hazard I have done so more. I have dreamt of you so very often during this and more, moaning and begging, screaming and touching. My hero, is this all you desire? All you want? To lay with me, to fuck me? I think you want more. I think there's a darkness here, and oh, this is how you sate it. This is how you smother it. But oh, I think it deserves to be fostered. It deserves to be spoiled. And what better way to spoil it than a little bit of me? Your pleasure is in the air, heavy and moist. A little bit of mine would just complement it. Barely noticeable, but oh, so present. A little dark desire
to slowly, slowly tip you over the edge. A teasing touch, an itch you can't scratch, a want, an ache, a frog, a need, fostered with every dream, with every night. Oh, my hero, what have you done? What have you done? You doomed yourself, can't you see? Can't you see? Oh. See me? See me? A figment from your dream, of course, only real. My pleasure radiates. It touches you. And it is a darkly tender touch. My hero. Revel in it. Revel in the dark touch. Revel in the pleasure it gives you. Despite the way you shiver. Oh, my hero, tell me, will you? Will you pretend that this isn't what you wanted? Will you pretend that this is what you planned? Because I know you planned it. I know. Because you gave me the idea. Dreamwalking, it's so very rare, so strenuous, so dangerous, and yet you suggested it. Only it wasn't a suggestion, it was an accusation. You accused me. And when you did, well, I couldn't disappoint you, could I? And here I am inside your head. Here I am inside your dream. Here I am in... inside your pleasure and garnishing it with my own. Adding a little bit of darkness. And soon it will suffuse, it will spread, it will take over. Until you can't hide it, and until you can't hide it, until you can't. Hide it anymore. And then you're fucked. Just like you wanted.
but would never ever admit. Can you taste it? Can you taste me? My want, my wetness, my
desire.
Could you be smiling? I think you are. Oh, here. What have I done? I think I'll stay a while. I think I will just revel. Fuck. Fuck. What a dream. What a plan. What a hero. What secret reveal.